Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Christine Velardo, Executive Director of the Ardmore Initiative. We're talking about the third annual Ardmore Restaurant Week, which takes place July 17th through the 30th. Christine, that sounds like more than a week to me.
It is a little more than a week. It's actually about 2 weeks, just a little less than 2 weeks.
But you wanted the name.
The name, and we also chose that time of year because that's the time when things are kind of slow on the main line and in Ardmore. So we wanted to have an event that would help keep people in our town.
So the big question, do those dates include the weekends?
Yes.
They do include the weekends. All right, going straight through July 17th through the 30th. What is the restaurant week
offer?
Offer, yeah.
So the offer, there are actually two offers because we have a whole range of restaurants. Not all of them are really sit-down dinner places. So for some of the more fast casual places or the bars that don't have full kitchens, we're doing happy hour specials from 5 to 7 where folks can get 25% off a selection of appetizers at various locations. And then those that are offering dinner specials are offering a three-course dinner either for $25 or $35.
Depending on how fancy the restaurant
exactly.
is. How much value is that, would you say?
Well, that's a huge value because, you know, many of these price points are higher than $25 and $35. And also because of these price points, we're hoping that folks can visit a whole range of restaurants during that two-week period.
So make your reservations, fill up the time.
Make your reservations, come and check out all the different restaurants that we've got.
What do you want people to know about Ardmore and the restaurant scene there?
Ardmore is exploding right now with restaurants. We've got over 50 restaurants in the downtown, many of which came in the last 5 years. About 10 years ago, we did a retail plan for Ardmore, and the recommendation was to make Ardmore a dining destination. And we're very pleased to see that that is in fact happening now. We've got everything from Malaysian to Moroccan right in the downtown.
And I understand that this year you have a new participating restaurant and another new opening.
Yes. I haven't been to Pala yet. Pala is the new Latin American seafood restaurant right on Lancaster Avenue that serves a variety of Latin-inspired seafood dishes. It's fast casual, so you order at the counter, pick up your food, and you know, take a seat.
And they're participating for the first time this year.
They're just open, yes. So this will be their first time participating. It's a mother and son team, and an uncle is in the mix as well. They love Ardmore. The son lives in Ardmore, and they were happy to choose Ardmore for their location. And then the other new restaurant that's opening is also another family affair. It's Delice et Chocolat, and that has been opened on Station Avenue by Joseph and his brother Antoine Amrani and Joseph's wife Angela Cheng. And they showcase French pastries, French candies and confections, and extensive coffee bar, hot chocolate bar, and they'll soon be introducing croque monsieur and croque madame and light bites, some light salads and things like that for the lunch crowd.
Obviously chocolate, obviously French.
Obviously chocolate, obviously French. So lacking in Ardmore, and we're so excited to have them. They had a soft opening a while back, and they've been very well received.
What have you learned about the restaurants now, this being your third restaurant week?
Corralling restaurants is always a challenge. You know, getting restaurant owners to respond and submit menus and do things on time. You know, they tend to be very creative, but sometimes that means they don't check their emails regularly and things like that. So we're very pleased that as we're now going into the third round of restaurant week, we've gotten the majority of them to give us their menus. So we know what their offerings are. They're providing photos for us. And all of that information is available. What each restaurant is doing is on our website, ardmorerestaurantweek.com. So folks can click onto that site and take a look at what the menus are for the various restaurants, whether they're doing happy hour or the dinner specials.
And you can make reservations through the website?
You can make reservations either. There are links there. Some make reservations through Open Table, and some you make them directly with the restaurant.
You can go straight
through the
website, though.
Yeah.
How is restaurant week number three, how has it evolved since the first one?
Well, the first one, we did it in conjunction with Taste of Ardmore, which is our signature fundraising event that we do in the fall. And we think it was just a little too much to ask of the restaurants. Getting ready for the Taste of Ardmore events, pretty time consuming for them. And then to do restaurant week on top of that was a challenge. So last year, actually, we moved it to July also to take advantage of the DNC, which was in town. And we thought we'll do it in July so that folks who want to avoid the city but still want to go out to dinner have a place to come to dinner in Ardmore. And again, because the summer tends to be a little bit slower in our community, we thought July would be a good time. And the restaurants agreed with that. They all found the July dates much more productive for them and much more helpful.
So can you tell if it was because of the DNC or because it was restaurant
week? No, I don't think
week?
It was because of the DNC. I think it was because we have some great restaurants and they had some great offers.
This will be the first time that you're doing your own thing 2 weeks without any other big events going on. So this will really be the first time you get a real gauge on it.
Yeah. But we're seeing, you know, all of our events and all of our businesses, things are growing in a very healthy and organic way in Ardmore right now.
What do you think people love about the restaurant scene in Ardmore?
It's diversity. You know, the tagline for Restaurant Week is experience the difference. So we've got, you know, traditional American pub food, Irish pub food. We've got traditional Italian food, some French food. And now we also have poke and Malaysian and Korean barbecue. So when people say Asian food, we're going even deeper into that category of dining and separating out Malaysian from Korean, from Chinese, from Japanese. So the extensive diversity, I think, of the restaurant scene is what's appealing.
Sounds like a cultural educational experience through food.
There you go. I couldn't have said it better myself.
What's been the hardest part about getting, well, you said one of the hardest parts is collecting the menus. What are you most looking forward to this year?
What am I most looking forward to?
With the restaurant.
Tasting
week.
The food. Tasting.
Are you booked up?
Not yet. Not yet. I tend not to book too far in advance, but I think I might be able to get a spot. I'll try.
All right. Once again, the website is?
ArdmoreRestaurantWeek.com.
And this is the third annual Ardmore Restaurant Week. It takes place July 17th through the 30th. What's the main strip? Is it Lancaster Avenue? Lancaster Avenue is the main strip with all the restaurants. So you say in 5 years you've gotten how many restaurants would you say?
Oh, probably another 20 or 30 over what we had before that.
And you see that trend continuing?
We see that trend continuing. There are a few that are waiting to open. They should be open later in the year, so they won't be open in time for this restaurant week. But there are a few more in the pipeline, yes.
All right, so check it out while it's a hot restaurant neighborhood.
There you go.
Christine Villardo is Executive Director of the Ardmore Initiative. Once again, the website is
ArdmoreRestaurantWeek.com, but for information about all things Ardmore, go to DestinationArdmore.com.
All right, Christine, thank you so much.
Thank you so
much. Happy eating.
Likewise.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.